The annual Walk to End Alzheimer's is this Sunday afternoon at 3 at Community Maritime Park. This year's event, to benefit the Alzheimer's Association, features almost 700 participants on 96 teams. One of those teams is Brian's Brainstormers, captained by Brian LeBlanc. Since his own early diagnosis 5 years ago, Brian has shared details of his journey as one of nearly 6 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. In this latest installment, I met Brian at his home for a look at how Alzheimer's affects his everyday life.
I live where everything is convenient for me. Everything is in walking distance.
This is Brian on the importance of location, location, location as a now single person with Alzheimer's disease and choosing where to live. A lot has changed in the past couple of years, and more life changes are coming. But when he returned from Tennessee last spring, he picked a place near Cordova Mall, close to shopping, restaurants, and a hospital.
This place is quiet, and it's just a perfect location for me since I don't drive anymore. And I can't ride a bike. I can't ride a two-wheeler because of my balance issues.
So you've got a nice little place here.
Well, thank you. I've tried to make it homey, you know, with pictures and just little knickknacks around just to try to make it my own.
Looking around his apartment, it's evident that this native of New Orleans loves the Saints. He loves Disney World, and music is very important to him. The album wall in his living room highlights not only the music that he loves, but also music that his parents loved.
My dad built this beautiful stereo that he had set up in the living room. And his favorite piece of music was the 1812 Overture. And you see, I have that album cover over there. And he loved Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. He liked a lot of the classical stuff also. But my mother is the one that liked musicals. So you see, I have Fiddler on the Roof. I have Sound of Music, South Pacific.
And he notes several others on the wall. While his short-term memory loss is progressing, Brian can remember his mom singing along with those classic musicals while cleaning the house on Saturdays. He also recalls the very first time he ever went to a movie theater.
Now, yes, I remember this because it's way stuck in my long-term memory, and I've been reminded of it so many times. But it was the Sound of Music. It was on a Sunday. It was at the Lakeside Theater, which is no longer there in New Orleans. And it was raining. And my great-grandmother took us to go see that movie.
Brian, who for years sang lead in a local band, says music is his happiness, as it was for his mother, right till the end of her journey with Alzheimer's.
We could put the headphones on her, and her whole face would just light up. My mother couldn't speak during the last part of her life, but she could la-la-la right on pitch.
To reinforce the absolute need for music in his life, Brian shifts to the important role of smart technology, including what he calls his little girlfriend, Alexa.
She's programmed 2 times during the day, 1 at 10 o'clock in the morning and 1 at 2 in the afternoon. She'll send me a reminder to play music. And the reason being is I have learned, don't know how, but I learned that those 2 time frames are when I usually tend to fall into my fog. And so listening to music brings me out of it. But when you're in the middle of fog, I can't sometimes tell her to play music.
The kind of music he listens to at those set times depends on his mood. On this day, he feels like hearing some hits from the 1970s.
Alexa, play KC and the Sunshine Band.
Shuffling songs by KC and the Sunshine Band on Amazon Music.
From his dining table, where we're sitting for our chat, we're enjoying the moment.
Keep it coming out.
Of course, course, there are other practical benefits from the use of smart technology, as I learned just minutes earlier. Brian was sharing a story, one that I'm sure I've heard before, about a friend who became concerned when he couldn't find his keys.
And he says, no, I just forgot that they were on my dresser. And I said, listen.
Check blood sugar and take shot.
Check my blood sugar and take my shot. Because I'm also diabetic, and without reminders like this, I won't do what I'm supposed to do.
Brian also gets reminders about taking his medications, eating, and bathing. And Alexa reads his calendar to remind him of his many speaking engagements and his appointments, like this one with me. And when he can't locate his iPhone, no problem.
Alexa, find my phone.
I'm going to call the phone now, so listen out. If it doesn't ring, it's because I can't connect or it's on silent.
So she'll call my phone, and wherever it is, I hear it ring, and I go searching to the apartment and find it, which helps me tremendously.
By the way, as a person living with Alzheimer's, he gets a kick out of the play on words with his ringtone, Who Are You by The Who.
Look, if you have Alzheimer's or other dementia-related illnesses and you don't laugh, and if you can't find humor in it, it just makes things more realistic. And I know how bad this thing is, but I have to have things that make me laugh sometimes during the day.
Sandra Eberhardt, WUWF News.